Today is Thursday.
What are Thursdays?
Feeling frisky, especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays are for me.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
I can't work Thursdays.
When do you work?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
I'm a radio host.
I work at radio.
That's not a real job.
That's not a real job.
Radio people are the coolest.
We're mass communicating.
All right, let's do this.
Now we begin.
All right, kids, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I want to get this hour started with, again, this is your last time to be able to be involved in this. Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8:30, Sheriff Richard Mack, the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is going to be in town. Tonight, he will be giving an address brought to you by the Republican Women of Reno. You can get tickets at republicanwomenofreno.wildapricot.org/events. Or you can contact Kathy Doyle at Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y-D-O-Y-L-E, at Mack.com. Sheriff Mack, is probably one of the most important people that you want to hear from right now. And that is because so many people have surrounded themselves with misinformation about the Constitution and your constitutional rights. Again, even the so-called, commander-in-chief, in his statement last night, no amendment in the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. He has said this before. It is absolutely wrong. It has been proven wrong time and time again, yet his handlers keep letting him say it. Just because he says it, a flat-out lie, doesn't mean that it is true. Sheriff Mack is trying to educate not only the public, but law enforcement as to their duty when they swear an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and our freedoms. And we have seen it all across this country. They're not doing it. We've seen it here locally. We've seen it nationally. And it has to stop. All of the sheriffs in Nevada have been invited to this event tonight. It is open to everyone. Please be a part of it. Be a part of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Listen to what he has to say. I know I've said this a lot, and it still holds true. This is just the beginning. We haven't hit the high water mark yet. It's the Monica J. Show. Speaking of high water mark, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Michael this morning. Wants to talk about water. Hey, Michael, thanks for being on the program.
Good morning. Say, I believe it was AJ was talking about the homes out there, the Toll Brothers homes, and no outside water and that. They're counting on the water to come from the Honey Lake Valley, Tumwayas, to import the water from the wellhead north of us. But I don't believe, and I'm not completely sure about this, in the sense that how big the effect is. But in 2014, the state of California passed a law that says there will be no exportation of water from the state of California in the event of a drought to where it affects the farming and ranching in their particular area, which means that if the farmers and ranchers up in the Honey Lake Valley need that water, then they cut off exportation of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, you only get to sell what you have. And ranching and farming takes precedence over flushing toilets in the next state over.
Well, it does. It does. And it's rather interesting because nobody's sure, no matter how much you ask them at Tumwa, how many acre feet of water there is in that Honey Lake Valley for them to pump. Nobody ever seems to know how many acre feet of water there is, or will even talk about it at the office of Tumwa. And I tell you what, if there's somebody there that wants to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm more than happy to listen to them. Because in the past, when I've gone there and attempted to talk to them about it, nobody's returned my call, nobody's returned my emails, and nobody stepped up to the desk and wanted to talk to me about it.
You know, Michael, it's just like when you talk about the sewer systems, when you talk about the infrastructure of downtown Reno. You know, you try and get anybody from the Public Works Department, and nobody wants to go on record. They know all of these problems are there. They know our sewer system is literally going to explode at any moment. But nobody wants to be on record talking about it, because then that just opens up the can of worms. Because the city doesn't want to deal with it. They want to deal with the other things that they think they have a handle on, like special events or, you know, pretty flower plants or even, you know, sculptural festivals in downtown Reno. They don't want to deal with the substantive issues that actually cost money. Just like anything else, they keep kicking the can down the line. And with this water situation, especially as we go into a hardcore drought this year, there's no getting around it.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the other one that parallels this, and you've been talking about it a lot, somebody spoke about it earlier this morning, is the conversation about infrastructure and going green. Because if we took everything that people don't realize is made with petroleum or fossil fuel, and stopped using it for 1 week, there'd be a whole lot of people that would have to understand that what they're screaming for, they don't want, because it takes away what they need. I mean, there isn't going to be a paved road in this town because they don't pave the roads with cow hides or grass.
Well, just as an add-on to what you just said there, Michael, they just took 13,000 pounds of plastic garbage off of Spooner Summit because people go up there, they buy the one-time use plastic sleds, and then they just leave them behind once they're all cracked and they don't take their garbage with them. It's personal responsibility, Michael. You know, we can be as green as we want to be, but you can't force it on people. But you can make it easier for people to say, hey, you know this 13,000 pounds is going to be out there every year. Put a big green dumpster and actually dump it every once in a while. You know, you can't have it both ways.
No, you're absolutely right. Here's one to really think about. Because every time you drive by one with that little green face on the side of it and there's a line at the drive-through, imagine if they took away all their little plastic cups and all their little plastic lids. Would they be able to serve anything out of that facility?
Yep. Absolutely. You know, I use reusable tumblers. I take them with me wherever I go. Does it make a difference? I don't know. I just prefer to have my own drink, my own cup. No fuss, no muss, nobody touching my stuff. You know, there are all kinds of things that we could be doing, but even these so-called, you know, environmental companies are just as bad as what they preach. And that's all it is, Michael, is just a bunch of preaching to make them seem like they're, you know, doing something, and they're not.
Yes. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad you're on the mend here.
Thank you so much.
Thrilled to hear you back on the air.
I can't imagine being anyplace else. Michael, thank you so much for the call. And again, just try getting an honest answer from a politician, from a public works director, from even somebody who works in public works. You know, I've been with people in BLM that, well, you can tell that they want to say something to you, but they can't, because it'll come back to them at some point and they'll lose their job. I know all kinds of things that are going on at NDOT. Do I get the people I know in trouble? No. But I know some pretty scary stuff out there. And you should be understanding at every single level that something is going to happen here. It's either going to be an earthquake, it's going to be power outages, it's going to be something. Heck, it even could be a sinkhole opening up on I-80, as we've learned today from the erosion going underneath. Could you imagine if we lost I-80? The main corridor between California and the rest of the United States? All those trucks? Just start imagining this stuff. I know it's scary and you don't want to, but guess what? It's called reality. So here's a little taste of reality for you. Mother's Day is less than a week and a half away. And we need to be honoring moms. So if you would like to give us a call, we're going to take two callers, actually, right now. We're going to give away two certificates to the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville in time for Mother's Day. Now, you can't pick these up until May 7th through the 9th because that's how fresh they are going to be made. So, just know you have the certificate and be ready to pick them up May 7th through the 9th, just in time for Mother's Day. But if you would like to win a half a dozen hand-dipped chocolate strawberries with the toppings of your choice, oh, I could go through that in one sitting. Those are so delicious. Absolutely my favorite. We're going to take caller number 2 and caller number 4 right now at 884-9910. And you can get a hold of the chocolate shop, 775-267-1002, and get your orders in now as well. We'll get our winners, and we'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Megan Thee Stallion is taking a break from music. She has plenty of money to live off thanks to her financial V planner. Ted Nugent now says COVID is for real. It's the biggest 180 by a musician since the Baha Men quit caring about why the dogs were loose. Willie Nelson turns 88 today. Odds are that Willie will be baked long before his cake. Kevin Bacon revealed the secret to his 30-year marriage with Kira Sedgwick. And his secret is, don't marry Kim Kardashian. And Mexico is experiencing record low rainfall. Such little rain, they've changed their tourism slogan to Mexico. So dangerous, even clouds want nothing to do with it. This is not headline news.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a gorgeous day it is today. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go through a couple of quick texts and emails here, and whoever just sent me the pictures of, the garbage along the Truckee River. Again, this is just, it's just disgusting. Here we are complaining about drought and, you know, this is our drinking supply. I'm going to have to post these pictures because nothing changes. I swear nothing changes with the city of Reno, with the Reno City Council, with the Washoe County Commission. Yeah, I mean, it's even getting bad in Sparks. This is just, it really is pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Quick text, if there was serious about infrastructure, they would bring back that government cheese. That was real stimulus. You know, actually, Mike, you know, that could be used as infrastructure if you've ever had government cheese before. That you don't need brick and mortar when you've got that stuff. So that's pretty funny. OMG, Monica, Fox News break is full of it with a poll saying that people want sports teams to be political. Horse pucky. I cleaned that up, by the way. Yeah, you're right. You know, they're trying to, you can work any poll that you want to say whatever you want. That's why I'm a little disappointed that management took away, you know, the comments on our poll question. I have to make it more generic because, you know, people were getting kind of outrageous with their comments, but that's not true. I can tell you that people do not want sports to be political. They don't want entertainment in general to be political. We've seen the numbers for the Oscars drop year after year after year. And the latest number from, I guess it was what, last Sunday? I had no interest in watching. Down another 58%. That's you. That's because of you. You know what's more fun than sitting cooped up inside the house on a Saturday or Sunday watching some other team that makes billions of dollars and doesn't have to pay taxes like the rest of us? An organization just throwing a football around, complaining about concussions, complaining about treatment, is going out with the kids and throwing the ball around, kicking a ball around, teaching them that there are things like sportsmanship, that it's okay to lose, that guess what? If you lose and you want to win, get better. Practice more. Throw more. Don't just think things are going to be handed to you. Sports should not be political. They should be for everybody. And until they admit that and realize it, turn it off. Turn off especially the national, the major leagues. College, still somewhat safe, but not always. It's infiltrating into there as well. But as soon as you see it, turn it off and move on. because you are so much better just to go outside and read a book in the sunshine or just even have a tailgate party. Don't even worry about the game or the teams. Go out and have a barbecue with your friends. Stop buying the jerseys. Stop buying the products they're pitching, like Nike and Coke, who are dividing this country. Because for every dollar that you put into it, for every ounce of energy that you put into it, it just makes them stronger. Which, what will really make you stronger is standing your ground and just going out and having some fun. Go out and rediscover fishing with the kids. Go out and rediscover Nevada. We might not have any gas soon. Might as well get out there and take a road trip now. Big congratulations going out to Susan in Reno and Greg in Gardnerville. They picked up those two certificates for the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville right there in the Rayleigh Shopping Center just in time for Mother's Day. You can get your orders in at chocolateshop.us. Chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E .us. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this gorgeous Thursday. Absolutely beautiful out and about. Going to give you a chance to win $100 here in just a little bit. Not going to tell you exactly when. If you know 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, yes, give you a great chance to win some cash. Today's poll question, because so many people seem to be very supportive of the government and that they're doing the job that they should be doing. So just, you know, tongue-in-cheek poll question today. Is the government actually here to help citizens? Yes, no, or only illegals. We see that. I have a feeling that's going to get probably the highest number there, especially if you look at what Biden is doing, especially throwing open the borders and, man, Newsom giving them all the money they need, all the health care they need, stimulus checks that hardworking Americans don't get, but illegals will. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And you know as well as I do, it is the deterioration of this country from the inside out. Wednesday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should John Kerry be stripped of all government functions, security clearances? I can't actually believe that 5% of those participating in the poll, and this would be more than one person from the number of participants, I can see the numbers, No, they think John Kerry's perfectly fine. It's just, oh, that hurts. That's got to hurt. All right, 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can find the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And I love you guys for putting such a smile on my face. Did you hear the entire Berkeley water polo team drowned? Seems they all tried kneeling for the anthem. You guys are killing me. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Michael. Michael, I heard you laughing. Did you think that was funny?
That is a classic.
What's on your mind today, sir?
First time calling. I just recently moved back to Nevada from Honolulu, Hawaii. I lived there about 32 years, and things just, you know, fell apart, and, you know, everybody's going bankrupt in Hawaii, so we just decided that it's time to come back home to Reno and live out, you know, the rest of our years here. So we're so happy to be back in Reno.
Well, we're grateful to have you back home. And what do you think of the differences from the time that you left?
Wow, a lot of growth. I grew up in Carson City in the 70s, and, you know, that was a town where my father was with the fire department, my mom was with the sheriff's department, and, you know, in the 70s, that was a little town that everybody knew everybody, and Reno done grown up.
Unfortunately, they grew up, but they didn't get any smarter.
Yeah. Well, that would lead into the question you asked about, is the government here to help you? My dad always told me, anytime you see the government come to your door and knock and say, "Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help," you should run away as fast as possible.
Thank you.
My main point this morning was about that accident at Sutro and 9th last night. Uh-huh. I'm an Uber driver here in town, and this morning I picked up the uncle of that little girl that was killed in that accident last night. And to be perfectly honest, that was one of the toughest rides I've ever had to do. That person was so devastated, and he just couldn't understand how a person like that T-boned that poor girl and the mom, could be out of prison and not, you know, with all the felonies that this person had and the assaults against family members and all the rest of it, that he could be out driving around in Nevada and drunk, you know, for that matter, and do that kind of thing. And I just, you know, you talk about it all the time, and I just don't know where our criminal justice system is going, where these kind of people can just be out and about, just like any other person that, you know, has lived their life, you know, following the rules. And, you know, this guy just summarily just took away his little niece. And, you know, what is going on?
Unfortunately, Michael, it's a bigger picture. It's no consequences on a local level, because ultimately the goal is to not have local policing. It is to have a federalized law enforcement. And, you know, Democrats and liberals, Marxists, communists, are more interested in protecting the rights of criminals than they are of protecting the rights of law-abiding citizens. We see this every day. We see it in our arguments with illegals coming into this country, raping, pillaging, literally, murdering. And, you know, it's just, it's looked off as it's their right. They come from a depressed area. They come from, you know, someplace that they need to be coddled now that they're in this country. And we have to understand and be emotional about our decisions, that, you know, somebody can be laying down alongside of the river with a needle hanging out of their arm. They have more rights than the taxpayers who want to go and enjoy the river. You see it in every single aspect of life. Even here in our little burg in Reno.
Yeah, and, you know, it's this liberal socialist mindset is just taking all personal responsibility away from everybody and giving them nothing but excuses. So when their life falls apart or it doesn't turn out the way they want it, it's just a river of excuses. And I'm sick and tired of it. This is just, you know, I see police officers all day, and I occasionally talk to them once in a while. And I look at police officers and I tell them, I am so happy that you are a police officer. And, you know, the amount of abuse you take in a day, you know, I drove public transit in Honolulu, Hawaii for 25 years. And you would not, you know, just like a police officer, you would not believe the amount of rudeness and just disrespect that you are given on public transit as a driver every day. And I try to tell police officers, you know what, I honestly want to say thank you for the job you do, because it's a thankless job. Yeah. And all you do is get grief all day long. And I want to be the person that tells you, I appreciate you.
And Monica, that's
it sounds, Michael, like you're getting much better as well.
Thank you. I am. I get my spirit from everybody that calls in and the prayers and the well wishes. But I tell you, Michael, that's the big thing with law enforcement, and that's where we have to step up, that when there are businesses like Starbucks that ask law enforcement to leave because, you know, a customer may feel intimidated or something like that, we need to shut these businesses down. And we need to not let attitudes like that towards law enforcement, we can't let that stand. Because when we let that stand, that empowers them. So, you know, there are mistakes that happen. But if more people would teach their children to respect law enforcement and to not try and get away in the commission of a crime, maybe their lives could be saved as well. You know, take personal responsibility.
Agreed. And, you know, the young black man that was shot by the cop that when she said taser, 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 and it wound up being her sidearm, you know, that was a tragic mistake. But, the responsibility lies with that young gentleman that started to fight the officers, tried to get into his vehicle, was reaching for something. And what do you expect law enforcement to do at that point? You know, it's just crazy that, people would just sit here and say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to second guess the cop and they should have did this. And Joe Biden saying, oh, we should have shot a warning shot in the air. I mean, how ridiculously stupid is this? It just makes no sense.
Yeah, because anybody who's shot a firearm before knows that bullet actually comes down somewhere. So, Michael, I'm so sorry that you had to have that conversation with the uncle, but I'm glad you did as well. So, you know, that puts you in the mindset of understanding that we have to change this. We have to hold law enforcement and city representatives responsible and stop all this BS of standing down, of not arresting people who are, you know, even if it's a misdemeanor. If our jails have to be filled, then build another damn jail rather than another shelter. It has to be taken care of, and it has to be taken care of with force. You know, if not,
well, I would agree.
We're just our own.
And again, and you just gotta be, you know, do random acts of kindness to people. You know, another quick story before I leave. I was at the McDonald's over by Mayan about a month ago, and there was a Washoe County School District police officer that was in the line in front of me, and he paid for my McDonald's and honked as he was driving ahead of me, and I wasn't sure why he was honking. And then the gal says, oh, you know, this officer just paid for your breakfast. And I just couldn't believe that. You know, that was another, you know, random act of kindness by the people that everybody are supposed to hate.
Yeah.
You know, and that just blew me away. And I went and moved it on down and paid it forward about a week later and did the same thing for somebody else. Because, you know, you just got to be nice to people. You got to be respectful. And without
those little surprises make a huge difference in somebody's day.
Correct. Well, Monica, you keep getting better and you're sounding stronger every day. So we're super happy to hear you're getting better.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you calling into the program for the first time today, Michael. Appreciate
it. You have a great day.
Have a great day. Drive with the windows down today. It's beautiful out. All right, let's do this. It is time for our question of the day. You want to win $100? You want to do a little recall cash? Here we go. You have to text the correct answer within 90 seconds to 884-9910. Text the correct answer, but don't text and drive, if you have not won in the last 30 days. Okay? Here's your question. Wild Nevada, or Nevada Wild, airs every Sunday. What time and what Nevada agency produces the show? So it's a two-part question. What time does Nevada Wild air on Sundays, and what Nevada agency produces the show? You have 90 seconds, 884-9910, $100 on the line. Good luck to you. We'll be right back after this to wrap up the program.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3, online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, there she goes again. Off on some other tangent. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I hate to say this, but AB 19 has passed the assembly. It removes government studies from the social studies curriculum and puts in its place multiculturalism. That should be disturbing to you. It really should. Our kids have no idea what government is supposed to do and what they are not supposed to do. So literally, the subject of government is being erased by government decree. Because they don't want you to know what they're doing. We're past the point of no return. If we don't start fixing this, then we might as well just all throw up our hands. Isn't this country worth it? Going through a couple of texts from things that we've been talking about today, like sports. Fox News doing a poll that said people want more politics in sports. Yeah, right. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I've dropped all professional sports. I don't buy anything associated with pro sports anymore, and I don't miss any of it. Good for you. Support the kids. The kids need to be out and be active, and they need to learn sportsmanship. They need to know that, you know, there's not a trophy just for showing up, that you actually have to work hard for something. So good for those parents who actually help their kids understand this. Another quick text here. I was mentioning earlier, I have these Tervis mugs. I use Tervis because actually they're the best. I can put a glass of ice in here and it'll literally last for 3 hours. That's not an endorsement. That's just, this is what I use. I take my cup everywhere. It embarrasses my husband because I take it into restaurants. I take it into special events. It's got a lid on it. It's got a straw. Nobody messes with it. Somebody just texted me. I use my own cup, too. And I never get a bag from the supermarket. I just put it in the back of my car, put it in my backpack, in the truck. Never get a bag from the grocery store, ever. You know what? They're there if you need them. I buy those dollar bags at TJ Maxx because they are so freaking strong and big. And I can get a bunch of stuff into it. I hate carrying out 10 bags of, you know, a bag with one thing in it that's a cheap bag now because they just split open. So what does government do? Government gets involved and says, you know what? We're going to outlaw plastic bags. We're going to outlaw paper bags. Everybody has to use reusable bags. Well, then it comes out that people using reusable bags don't seem to have the best hygiene. And bacteria is created, and people are getting sick because they also don't wash their vegetables. This isn't rocket science, people. If you use a reusable plastic bag, throw a little Clorox wipe in there every once in a while. If you use cloth bags, throw them in the damn washing machine. The point being, the government should have no say in how we take home our groceries and how we choose to. You choose to save a tree? Reuse your bags. If you choose to be wasteful, when you get that bag home, use it for something else. The point is, the government is too big, and we need to start letting them know that we've caught on to the games. Because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And that is protecting the populace. I don't feel very safe when I go. Well, actually, I do feel safe when I go out because I am a supporter of my Second Amendment rights and yours as well, even if you don't believe in it. But is this the way that it's supposed to be? I want to hear from you, 991-FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. Government, are they doing what they're supposed to do? Yes, no? Well, for illegals. And a big congratulations going out to my dear sweet Anna in Yerington. Picks herself up $100 because she knew the answer to the wildlife question. We're going to do it every Thursday. And we got more things to give away tomorrow, including goodies from the chocolate shop. Right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show.